Press Pass this morning with us, Jim Fink of Business First. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, everybody. Happy September.
I'm looking forward to hearing some of your perspective on the announcement regarding the Skyway last week.
Well, first of all, you have to put all this into perspective. You cannot flip a switch and take this Skyway down and have the new City of Light plan appear. That we're talking about a process that's going to probably take realistically 5, 6, 7, 8 years at the earliest. I do think it will happen. The timing is right. Everything is lining up.
Part of this, it's not just taking down the bridge or half the bridge based on this proposal.
Yes.
It's building other elements of infrastructure, not the least of which is this extension from Tiff Street over toward the 190, which, in my mind, that's not a simple equation.
No, it isn't. You are talking about putting a major roadway alongside of a nature preserve, alongside a neighborhood. There are a lot of issues addressed to that that have to be answered. You're also talking about a lift bridge on Michigan Avenue. Well, guess what? I think General Mills might have a word or two to say about that, as think the folks on Ganson Street, like Riverworks and Doug Swift with his project. You know, there's some real impacts to not the Skyway, but the ancillary parts of the Skyway project.
Obviously, these people who came up with the design concept, they did their own type of homework. But do you believe that officials like the governor, his people, do you believe they've already done advanced work and have a good game plan moving forward to get all of this very, as you mentioned, very lengthy and extensive infrastructure work that needs to be done?
A lot of that will be addressed in the environmental impact statement, which probably will get underway by Christmas time, if not sooner. Certainly, as Howard Zemsky said, and I believe him, this will not be the Son of the Peace Bridge where it drags on and on and on. I think there'll be a definitive answer. The plan they came up will probably be tweaked. It will probably, the final version may not be anywhere close to what was proposed last week, but I think the Skyway issue will be addressed finally.
Okay. Development in the city of Buffalo, we talk about it all the time. It's mm-hmm. one of the great pieces of expertise that you bring to us for sure. But you're talking about millions and millions of dollars now of development going into a part of the city that we really haven't seen a lot of development dollars go into.
The east side is Buffalo's next development horizon. So how do I get to $250 million?
Please.
At 1150 Main, Dr. Dagher and Cedarland Development have started work on the grid. That's $25 million apartment building, 217 apartments. This is where that old travel lodge motel used to be. Go down Broadway where the old Buffalo Forge building was. You can see some new residential units being built as part of the Forge. That's $50 million. The old Pollock and Blakemore furniture store on Broadway. Peyton Barlow has bought it, going to be renovating it. They're going to be moving their corporate offices in there. They're practicing what they preach. They specialize in rehab of older buildings. Well, they're going to rehab it and make it their home.
Okay.
On Michigan Avenue, you have another development called the Lawrence. It's about $25 million, 131 apartments. Jefferson Dodge, about $40 million worth of projects going on right there. And the Northland Workforce Center on Northland Avenue, about $100 million plus been invested. The training center just graduated their first class. They're working on their second class, and Alfred and ECC are expanding it because there's been such a demand. Albright Knox is going to be over there as a temporary home while they work on their expansion. It's a good sign. I mean, for a city to grow and to have a renaissance, development waves have to hit all sectors of it.
Jim Fink, thank you as always for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll see you in October.